National Broadcasting Company presents Edmund Gwenn and Spring Byington in a new comedy for radio based on the Universal International picture, Louisa.
My name is Hal Norton. Louisa's my mother. She's always been sweet and shy and, well, just what a mother should be. That is, until lately. Not that I'm exactly opposed to her getting married again. I have to admit that Henry Hammond, our grocer, is a nice enough man, and I suppose quite a catch, too. Price of meat being what it is these days. Anyway, the wedding's tomorrow, so I might just as well look on the bright side and say I'm not losing a mother. I'm gaining a father.
I'll get it, Mother. It's probably another present for Grandma. Oh, hi, Dad. Where'd you come from?
Back door.
Coming, coming.
Meg, I'm home.
Well, you're late, dear. What happened?
I had to stay at the office. Mr. Burnside found some rush work at the last minute.
Well, that sounds like spite. Don't tell me he's still carrying a torch for your mother.
Well, maybe not a torch, but there's a little spark shining through his bifocals.
It's a package from Cousin Julia.
Well, wasn't that sweet of... Let your grandmother open it, dear. It's her wedding.
Well, it was coming apart anyway. Oh, gee. A lazy Susan. Well, this is the third one.
Well, that happens at every wedding, Judy. Hal, remember those four cut glass punch bowls we got?
Sure. Took me 2 years to break them.
Punch. Punch, that reminds me there was something about tomorrow. Oh, I know about the champagne. I made a note. Yeah, here it is. Mr. Hammond says to be sure to get extra dry, French, of course, vintage 1928 or 1934, or as a last resort, 1937.
As a last resort, we're going to drink California 1951.
Oh, but how we...
Meg, you just don't realize what this wedding's costing. Flowers, new dresses for you and Judy, champagne and supper for half the people in Lakeview.
Well, it could be worse, dear. Mr. Hammond's giving us the groceries at a discount.
Well, that's darn nice of Mr. Hammond. I'm giving him my mother for nothing.
Oh, Hal.
Well, I'm sorry, Meg. It's just, well, marrying off mother wasn't in our budget this year. I'll get it.
Good evening, Mr. Norton.
Reverend White, you're a day early.
Early? Well, not exactly, Mr. Norton. You see, I usually try to call on the bride and groom a day or so before the ceremony. Is your mother in?
Well, she was around about half an hour ago when Mr. Hammond came. Mother! Mother!
You're going to take my handkerchief, Henry? There's a smear of lipstick on your cheek.
I regard it as a badge of honor, Louise. However, if...
Mother, are you in the garden?
Yes, Meg. Mr. Hammond and I are just sitting in the hammock doing a little last-minute planning.
Well, Reverend White wants to talk to you.
We'll come right inside.
Oh, that won't be necessary.
Oh, good evening, Reverend White.
Good evening, Mrs. Norton, Mr. Hammond.
Good evening.
It's a lovely evening.
Yes.
And since the wedding's to take place in the garden anyway...
The garden?
Oh, no, it's to be in the living room.
Living room? Oh, but I thought that... Well, Mr. Hammond
said... I took the liberty of suggesting the garden to Reverend White, Louisa. I thought a touch of springtime in the Indian summer of our lives... would be very appropriate.
Oh, Henry. But what if it should rain?
Rain? Oh, that's most unlikely, my dear. Why, when I was in the British Navy, I did a bit of weather forecasting. Yes. I think tomorrow we can count on the temperature of between 72 and 78 degrees and a cloudless sky. Except perhaps for a few harmless cumulus.
I'm sure you're right, Henry. But Meg has planned on the living room.
Oh. Well, of course, I wouldn't want to cause any trouble.
One more thing won't make any difference. I can unfold the chairs anywhere.
Where is Louisa? Don't try to hide her from me.
Meg, it's Mr. Burnside.
I know, Hal. I heard his mating call.
But it's settled then, my dear? We'll have the wedding outside.
Well, there's no doubt that a garden wedding is romantic, Henry. Mm. But I was a little sniffly last night, and I... do you think I might feel a little more comfortable inside?
Louisa is absolutely right.
Mr. Burnside, wouldn't you like
to... The garden is no place for a wedding this month, unless you have some desire to get married in a blizzard.
I think, Mr. Burnside, this only concerns Louisa and me, since we are the ones who are getting married.
Ah, it's perfectly obvious, Louisa, that Hammond hasn't the slightest bit of consideration. He's willing to let you catch pneumonia rather than give up a point.
Abel, Henry is certain it isn't going to rain tomorrow.
I have lived around here for 50 years, and it always rains this time of the year. What day is tomorrow?
The 14th.
Exactly. To my knowledge, it's rained every May 14th for the last 5 years.
Well, this is June, and it's not going to rain tomorrow.
Has anyone taken the trouble to find out? Call the Weather Bureau. Check with the airport.
Judy, bring out the paper.
All right, Dad.
That's good thinking, Norton.
Came over and we were looking through it to get material for our debate next week.
Yeah. Resolved that the Senate should be abolished.
Let the Senate alone, Jimmy, and just read us the weather report for tomorrow.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Let's see, here it is. Fair and warmer, temperature between 72 and 80 degrees, possibly a few clouds, cumulus type.
Oh. 80? Bit warmer than I'd expected.
Well, it's all decided. The wedding will be in the garden. Now, in a ceremony of this type,
forecasts are wrong at least half of the time.
Oh, no, sir. I read in the World Almanac that they had an 87% accuracy last year.
This wedding doesn't concern you.
It most certainly does. He is my best man.
Oh, so you're the best man, my boy. Well, you have a very specific duty.
Louisa, my dear, I'm only thinking of your best interest. If Hammond is going to be stubborn on a silly point like this, well, what's he going to be like after you're married?
Please, Abel, I have a little headache.
See what you've done, Hammond?
We'll have the wedding wherever you want it, Louisa. I was only trying to make the thing that...
I think the garden is a wonderful idea, Henry. And that's where I want it to be.
If you're sure...
That's right. Browbeat her into agreeing with you.
Perhaps you'd all better give Mother a little time alone. Hmm? She has things to do.
My point exactly. Run along, Hammond.
Now, come and help me get down the sherbet glasses. They're on the top shelf.
Okay, Mac.
Louise, dear, if you do want to have the wedding inside...
Oh, Henry, it's all settled, dear. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I have things to do.
Oh, but Louisa...
Good night, Henry.
Good night.
You'd better go too, Jimmy. Grandma's upset.
Well, no wonder. The way she's carrying on at her age.
Oh, and I suppose your family never carries on like this.
Certainly not. They're all married.
Except you, and I have my doubts.
But, Judy...
Good night, Jimmy.
Well, for gosh sakes, good night.
Before I go, Louisa... Are you sure you're not making a mistake?
Oh, Abel, how can I be making a mistake? I love Henry.
You think you do. But these things are often mere infatuation, a passing fancy.
Well, I ought to be old enough to know my own mind.
Then, Louisa, I can only say that I wish you every happiness. Hammond is a lucky man. He doesn't deserve you, but I guess I didn't either.
Thank you, Abel. And I'm sure that someday you...
No, Louisa. You were my someday. I'll see you tomorrow at the wedding, and let's hope Hammond's right for a change, and it's a nice day.
Oh, Reverend White, I'm terribly sorry. I guess we forgot about you. You wanted to talk about the arrangements for tomorrow?
Well, never mind, Mrs. Norton. In the case of this wedding, I guess we'd better just trust to luck. Good night.
No excuse for a poor loser. And that's what Burnside is. No two ways about it.
Hop in, Mr. Hammond. I'll give you a lift.
Oh. Well, thanks, Jimmy. These hot rods seem to have more motor than body. But they do zip right along, don't they? Oh, did you and Judy have a date tonight?
She threw me out.
Oh?
You know, Mr. Hammond, sometimes I have a little difficulty understanding women.
Do you, Judy?
Yes, sir. They're so doggone inconsistent.
Oh.
I think I'll write an editorial about the modern girl for the school paper next week.
Oh. Well, I seem to recall you used that subject about a month ago.
Oh, I did. But this article will be different. I've aged since then.
Yeah.
Say, Mr. Hammond... Maybe you could give me a few pointers.
About the modern girl? I have enough trouble understanding her grandmother.
Well, Here's where you get out.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jimmy.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow in the garden.
Oh, yes. Jimmy, I was just wondering.
Oh, don't worry about the wedding ring, Mr. Hammond. I won't lose it.
Oh, no. It wasn't that. I was just thinking that, well, since you don't have any plans for this evening, and since I'm going to be alone, and, well, since I'm getting married tomorrow, I was just thinking that we might do something together, eh? Sort of, celebrate, huh?
You mean a bachelor dinner?
Well, no, not exactly. Of course, I could whip up a little light snack. My rooms above the grocery store aren't equipped for serious cooking. But I think I could manage a little pâté de foie gras, some vichyssoise, a bit of tinned pheasant, a Caesar salad, and perhaps for the meat course, a few slices of grenadine of beef, béarnaise. Huh? How does that sound?
Oh, I don't think I'd better, Mr. Hammond. I'm driving.
Come along, Jimmy. Come along. After all, we're only young once. More crepes, Suzette?
Oh, gee, Mr. Hammond, I couldn't eat another mouthful if I... Well, I guess there's no point letting them go to waste.
That's the spirit. Here, there's only three left. Here, you are.
Come on. Thanks. Well, this is your last night.
Yep.
Tomorrow you'll be a dead duck.
Yes, in a manner of speaking.
Boy, these are sure good.
Yeah.
Mrs. Norton's awful lucky to be marrying a cook like you.
That's very flattering, Jimmy, but as a matter of fact, Mrs. Norton will be preparing the meals from now on.
She will?
Certainly, she'll want to, I'm sure. That's part of a wife's job.
She'll have to be a pretty good cook to satisfy you.
Oh, that isn't important, just as long as she...
She does cook, doesn't she?
Of course, I've had meals at the Nortons. But now, come to think of it, I don't know if Louisa... Well, frankly, we've never talked about cooking.
Well, I guess it isn't important.
No. Not really. Not. Still, I... I suppose I should have discussed it, with her.
Yeah.
That's the trouble, you know, Jimmy. A man rushes into things.
Well, there's not much you can do about it now. This is your last night. Mm. Tomorrow you cash in your chips.
Yeah.
You, both going to live here?
Yeah. Oh, yes. We did discuss that. Oh, that's all settled.
Oh, it sure is a nice place.
Mm.
I like leather furniture, and those African spears on the wall are swell.
Yes, thank you, Jimmy. Thank you. Of course, it won't stay exactly, you know, the same. I presume Louisa will want to make a few changes, add the woman's touch.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think the woman's touch will do this place much good.
Nothing serious, Jimmy. No. Oh, wait a minute. I do remember her saying something about chintz curtains.
Chintz?
Yeah. Well, we men have to make a few concessions, you know. And, and there was one other thing. A love seat.
Where'll she put that?
Well, come to think about it, I don't believe there's any room. No.
Well, maybe she's going to take something out.
What could she take out? I love that sofa. I've had it 20 years.
Well, there's no point in worrying about it now. This is your last night. Tomorrow you go to the chair.
Yes, you know, the trouble with us men is, Jimmy, we rush into these emotional entanglements without considering the practical aspects.
Yeah?
Of course, it's all my own fault, Jimmy. I didn't have to propose on our second date.
She's sure a fast worker.
Mm. Well, I always thought I was. But the truth is, I've been going around in a daze. I hadn't realized what's happened.
No.
Jimmy, do you know it just hit me that this is my last night.
Yep.
Yeah, and for the first time, I'm not sure. No. Not that I have any doubts about Louisa. No. But, well, you know, when a man's lived alone for 10 years, it's hard to adjust, Jimmy. Hard to adjust. I don't see how I can. Jimmy, I just don't think I'm ready for marriage.
Gosh, Mr. Hammond, I didn't mean
it's
to...
It's not your fault, Jimmy. It's just that people shouldn't rush into things, especially marriage. No, they ought to take more time. get to know each other. Now, you've got to stand by me, Jimmy. Stand by me. I'll just have to call Louisa. We've got to postpone the wedding. Yeah.
What's the matter?
Well, I don't know how to tell her. She may not understand, Jimmy. Women don't feel these things the way men do. They take marriage completely for granted.
Now, Mother, please, stop crying.
Would you like me to fix you some tea?
Oh, no, Meg. Nothing will help. It's all so awful. The wedding dress doesn't fit and half of my trousseau isn't ready. I don't know if I want to get married anyway.
Why, Mother?
Henry was so stubborn about having a wedding in the garden. I've never seen that streak in him before. Oh, son, I just don't think I don't know him well enough.
Well, you don't have to go through with it, Mother. I'll stand by you.
Oh, Hal.
Well, it's all very well for you to take this lightly, but she happens to be my mother.
Don't you understand every bride feels this way?
Then they ought not be forced into getting married.
If only I could be sure Mr. Burnside is such a fine figure of a man. And Henry rushed me into this, so he swept me off my feet. I know it'll upset things terribly, but we've simply got to postpone the wedding. I'm going to call Henry and tell him.
Oh, now you wait and see how you feel about it in the morning.
No, I've got to do it now. I wouldn't get a mite of sleep.
Well, if you're really sure, maybe it's all for the best. You can take a nice long trip, meet other people.
Hal, really?
Hello?
Hello, Louisa. This is Henry. I wanted to talk to you.
Oh, I was going to call you, Henry.
Really? What about?
Why, you go ahead, Henry.
Well, to be honest,
Yes?
I just want to say that I can't. I can't wait for tomorrow, and I love you very much, my dear.
Oh, Henry, that was exactly what I was going to tell you.
For the second act of Louisa, starring Edmund Gwenn and Spring Byington.
Well, this is it. D-Day. 20 minutes to H-hour. Meg took a tuck in my mother's wedding dress. The rest of the trousseau is turned up. And the champagne, folding chairs, and cake all arrived on schedule. There hasn't been a Lazy Susan delivered since breakfast. Stores must have sold out. Now the run's on crystal candlesticks. Even my tuxedo seems to fit, more or less. And believe it or not, the sun's shining. All in all, it's a beautiful day for a wedding. Come on in, Meg. Maybe you can wrestle with this darn black... Oh, Mr. Hammond.
Well, I'd be glad to give it a whirl, Mr. Norton. perhaps I should say, son.
Well, thanks, Mr. Hammond. I mean,
On second thoughts, let's make it Henry and Hal. Huh? Now, if you'll just lean down a little, Hal. Go over and under and through. There we are.
Thank you, Henry. You're a bit early, aren't you?
Well, I'm afraid I'm the victim of quite understandable impatience.
As a matter of fact, Henry, I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
Oh?
Well, you see... Well, Mother...
Yes?
Well, to be perfectly blunt, it seems to me that before you two get married, we ought to have a little chat. You know, man to man.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea.
After all, Mother's a woman. She's... frail and delicate.
And very beautiful.
Yes, I suppose so, but that isn't quite what I had in mind. She's very sensitive. And, well, she has been alone for 10 years. in a sense, that is.
Go on, Hal. I'm very interested.
Well, like you said, you're impatient. And then that's natural under the circumstances, but some situations require understanding and patience.
I think I see what you mean.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Well, that's fine, fine. I guess we better get downstairs.
Yes. Was that all you wanted to tell me?
Yep. From now on, she's your responsibility. Mm-hmm. I'm giving her to you. And there's nothing more I can say except, well, take good care of my mother.
Doesn't Grandma look beautiful in her wedding dress?
Yes, dear.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God and in the face of this company to join together this man, this woman in holy matrimony.
Hal, it'll never last.
If any man...
Besides, it looks like rain.
Why, they may not...
There isn't a cloud in the sky, Mr. Burnside.
Let him now speak, or else hereafter forever hold his peace.
Look at that dark streak over the city hall.
Wilt thou, Henry, have Louisa to thy wedded wife?
My arthritis is starting up. That's a sure sign of a storm.
Comfort her, honor and keep her, in sickness and in health. And forsaking all others, keep thee only unto her, so long as ye both shall live.
There! I felt a drop.
I will.
What did I tell you?
Wilt thou, Louisa, have Henry? To thy wedded husband?
Henry, it started to rain.
Well, wilt thou love him?
Just a freak shower, my dear.
Comfort him.
It'll pass right over.
Honor and keep him.
Well, I'm getting soaked.
In sickness and in health.
It'll clear up in a second.
In sickness and in health. Perhaps if we moved under a tree.
Oh, this is awful.
And forsaking all others.
Jimmy Blake, get up on the porch at once. You'll catch your death of cold.
But, Mother, I'm the best man.
Jimmy.
Forsaking all others. Keep thee only unto him as long as ye both shall live.
Henry.
Say, I will.
If I start sneezing, I can't stop.
God bless you, dear. Here, take my coat.
As long as ye both shall live.
There, I've started. If only you hadn't insisted on the garden. Abel said it would rain.
Perhaps you should be marrying Abel.
Say I will.
Oh, perhaps I should.
Oh, good thing I found out in time.
Why, Henry, I'm going inside.
No, Louisa, please wait. I didn't mean to...
You have sense enough to come in out of the rain. Come in.
Louisa,
What are you doing here, Henry Abbott? I told Hal not to let you inside the house.
I sneaked up the back stairs, dear. I heard you were in bed, Louisa, and so I brought you some beef broth and a few lilacs and a little perfume.
Well, you could just take your beef broth and lilacs right back down the back stairs. And your perfume, too. I couldn't smell it.
Well, I don't... I don't blame you for feeling this way, Louisa. You're absolutely right. I'm a stubborn old man who ought to be left alone for the rest of his life.
Well, you certainly should.
If I were in your place, my dear, I wouldn't even speak to me again.
What makes you think I'm going to?
Well, you can have your pick of men. I can see why you prefer Abel Burnside. He has a good deal more security than I have, and he's older.
Only 18 months. Besides, I never said I preferred him.
No, I know you didn't, and I'm grateful for that. But after I got home last night, I couldn't help seeing your point, Louisa. My dear, you don't know how terrible I felt. For the first time in my life, I knew what loneliness was.
Oh, Henry, if you're really sorry...
Profoundly.
It does take a big man to admit that he's wrong.
No, no, Louisa, I won't let you forgive me. No, no, I'm
now,
not worthy
now,
of
now, Henry, don't exaggerate.
No, it wouldn't be fair. I've made up my mind. I'm going to get out of your life, and there's nothing you can do to
prevent
it.
You might let me make up my mind about that, Henry.
Well, you're too sweet to hurt me, Louisa. That's why I'm leaving Lakeview. I've decided to sell the grocery store, and I...
Henry, have you caught cold?
No, of course not. I've never had a sick day in my...
right over here and let me feel your forehead.
Now, Louisa.
Henry?
Yes, dear.
Yes, you do. You have a temperature.
Well, then I'll go home and take some hot whiskey.
And be all alone. For no one to look after you, don't be silly. The guest room's all ready. You can go in there.
Now, Louisa, you mustn't get up.
Nonsense, I feel fine. Now, here, hand me my robe. I'll get you an extra blanket. We'll put a mustard plaster on your chest. By morning, you'll be a doomad.
Yeah, but you shouldn't... You shouldn't go to all this... Achoo! Oh, after what happened yesterday, I'm not even sure if we're still engaged.
Oh, of course we're engaged, Henry. Oh. It's obvious that you really do need me. Now, where'd you put that beef broth? I'll heat it and fix some toast.
Oh, Louisa, my dear, you're... What? Just one thing. One thing, Louisa, about that rain.
Oh, Henry, that wasn't your fault. Even the newspaper said it was one of the most unusual storms on record.
Yes.
Yes?
May I come into your office, Mr. Burnside? I'd like to go over this last batch of bills.
Oh, certainly, certainly.
There's one item I don't understand.
I'll look it over later. Well, what's happened to your mother and Hammond?
Henry's recovering from a slight touch of the flu.
Really?
About this bill from the Seacoast Charter Service.
And the wedding's off?
No, just indefinitely postponed.
How unfortunate.
This statement from the Air Service, I don't believe we've ever dealt with them before. $700 for renting a plane and a pilot.
Never mind, Hal. Just pay it.
But there's something else I can't even make out. It looks
like... I said pay it.
Like a half ton of dry ice. Now, why would we be hiring a plane and dry ice? The only thing they're used for is rainmaking, and we... Rainmaking? Mr. Burnside.
Send them a check. They were worth every penny.
Louisa was directed by Earl Eby and produced by Manny Manheim. The script was by Robert Libet and Frank Burt. The music conducted by Robert Armbruster. And now, here once again are Louisa and Henry.
Henry, are you sure you feel well enough to be taking a drive?
Certainly, my dear. Besides, as long as Jimmy was kind enough to loan us his hot rod for the evening, I think we ought to take advantage of it.
Well, aren't you driving a little bit fast?
Oh, I'll slow down.
Still seems that you're going a little too fast, Henry.
Yes, sir?
Couldn't we go a little slower, Henry?
Well, if we do, Louisa, we'll be parked. Louisa!
Louisa starred Edmund Gwenn as Henry Hammond and Spring Byington in the title role. Others in the cast included Herb Butterfield, Buddy Lou Gerson, Harry Bartell, Gil Stratton, Mary Lou Harrington, Jonathan Hole, and Lois Austin. Louisa is based on the motion picture produced by Universal International, whose current release is Tomahawk, starring Van Heflin and Yvonne DiCarlo. This is Jack Latham. This has been an NBC Hollywood Program Department presentation.
Granny's, Abner, I believe that was our ring.
Well, it might not have been, but it sure sounded like it.